Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 7th of October. I've mainly got horses today. We've got a couple of winners yesterday out the four for a profit. Literally as I was getting ready to record this, I was just writing horses down. I had an email from Dan. Dan's a fellow Spurs fan. He sort of said I can mention this on the pod, so I thought I might as well, as it's fresh and I've got it. He is been with FTS a couple of years, I would say now, Dan, and he's delighted that his FTS Ultimate stuff this year is showing a profit because it got off to a slow start. But he bet some FDD stuff and has had a bad run. And he sort of says that Dan, 2 years ago, he would have chucked it in, blamed everyone else apart from himself, started chasing bets and looking for the next system. Says he's put sort of three things. Am I worried? No. Am I stressed? No. Do I feel angry? No. Because he doesn't feel like he did in the past. He's taken on board stuff that I've said, but he's invested a hell of a lot of time working on himself. So sort of going back to the lockdown when I sort of encouraging people to read books and use your time. You know, amazing what you can achieve in life if you use your time better than just watching the guff on TV. Reading, learning, listening, self-development podcasts. He's done audio books, developing further skills to help him, and most of these has gone on and improved his mental state. Basically, he says, in my plan, I've mentally prepared myself for losing runs, and although it leaves a sour taste, and it does for all of us, Dan, nobody likes losing, but it is part of the process. He's trusting the trust in the process and full of confidence because he's set his bank up, etc., correctly, and he feels in control. And then he's put last note, the mighty Spurs and the 2021 Super Bowl winning Browns, Dan. Dan, I'll have you on the Spurs. I'm a Brown supporter. I love Brown supporters. I do. I love them. I mean, that is a combo, isn't it? Spurs and the Browns. What a torrid 20 years you've had. Nice to see the Browns doing okay this year. I'm getting worried, a little bit worried. Dan, we will grab a beer at the Spurs. When it does eventually open up, we'll meet up and have a beer. The message of that is obviously Dan was somebody clearly who did chop and change. And forget, you know, he thanks me, but it's nothing to do with me. You've got to do it yourselves. You've got to step up, read books. You know, I have conversations with lots and lots of people. You just follow on Twitter. I watched this last night. I watched that last night. And then they're moaning they can't do this and they can't do that and their life's shit. People just waste the time you're given. You're on this planet once. Enjoy it, embrace it, make the most of it. And watching fucking Love Island and all that other shite doesn't do anything. So well done, Dan. No, lovely email. Nice email to receive. You know, like your FTS stuff got off to a slow start last year and is there, it will turn round. But I will, stay in touch. And as I say, we'll have a beer. But, you know, that's a learning point for everybody that Dan's invested time, as his own words, invested a hell of a lot of time working on myself. And I've said it numerous times, you know, you will be inundated across all platforms and across all sports on ways you can win this, that and the other. It doesn't. If you can't control yourself, it's all irrelevant to me. That's my opinion. It's not going to change unless somebody can sit down with me on a podcast and convince me. Because it doesn't matter who you are, you'll have losing runs. And it is how you handle that adversity, what you do about it. I'm naturally not a quitter. I'm a fighter. I don't tend to stop things. I keep things going. A Zoom last night where I showed a few guys where something went from 44 grand down to 20 grand, but in 80 bets it was back over 40 grand again. You know, that's facts. I actually showed them a list of all the bets and the graphs. 20 grand hit. I don't sit there rubbing my hands, jumping up and down. Let's go and do a cartwheel in the garden. But you do trust your process of what you do. And I think a lot of people, one sort of, oh, you've got to have an edge there. A lot of people do find an edge and do find a way to win, but they beat themselves. And that's always been my argument. It's you know, like me, I could put some horses out. Horses are a lot more volatile than football. You know, what most people tolerate from me, 7-8 losers, and then a load of old shit, where actually if you kept going and did it every day, you'd make decent money. Anyway, I've got some horses today, so let's move on. Thank you for that email, Dan. See you up the Spurs. See you for a beer when we get some normality back. It does seem a big push from the news yesterday in EFL and Premier League, trying to push for meeting up and going to football. I think the big thing, everybody's sort of posting pictures, you know, why is this acceptable and this not? It's all very well showing people in a ground sat apart. Certainly in relation to Tottenham, it's getting there. That's the thing, how you getting those people there. Social distancing is the problem, and turning them all out at the same time. I don't doubt that getting in the stadium and sitting apart will be extremely well run. And everywhere I've been, I've not been many places, but everywhere I've been where it's been sort of COVID set up, I've been to Blue Water, that, you know, other than the eat out to whatever, stay out, eat out Monday night thing when it was like a zoo, they manage it well. Sam and I went to that restaurant the other night, that was managed well. But it's getting these places, it's how do you get these people to these football grounds, social distancing. Obviously there'll be the, well, it's just the flu brigade and don't wear your mask crowd, but I don't think it's as simple as that myself. But yeah, I mean, you know, it is a massive miss for people, I do understand, and we should try and get it back. I agree, one of the ones, horse racing, I don't really understand, because, you know, some of these sort of, certainly the smaller meets, you could get people at turning up in cars, keep them social distance, you're outside, you know, don't even need to open the inside, do you? Have outside, watch the racing. But hopefully they start to turn these things round over time, but all the while we've got knob end at the wheel. I'm not holding much hope. Right, some horses, got quite a few today, so I'm going to literally give them all to you. Two meetings, Nottingham and Sedgefield. Do what you want with them. As I say, I tend to focus singly, win and place. You may want to trade them. If you multiple them up, that is on you, nothing to do with me. And you can ignore them all together, of course. So, 12 o'clock, Nottingham, Inverpark, win and place. Inverpark, Kieran Fallon's mount. I think this will run a decent race. Fourth last time out at Yarmouth. And I think it could do better here today. Inverpark in the 12 o'clock at Nottingham. I'll do it by meeting rather than time. 12:30 Nottingham, Wicklow, Harry Bentley's mount. Again, I think that'll go quite well. Should certainly come on for its run last time. So Wicklow, Harry Bentley, 7.2 winner and place. I've written these down. My writing is terrible. 1:30 at Nottingham, Red Bravo, Edward Greatrix. Win and place. Red Bravo in the 1:30, currently 8.4. And 2 o'clock at Nottingham. God almighty, is that what? Yeah, Jane Marple. It's only a 5-runner race, that Jane Marple, so you may want to do it win only, maybe one you want to trade. Won a small field event in June. Yeah, the ground might be a worry with that one, just, I don't know. June, it was reasonable ground, obviously a bit slow. I don't know how much rain they've had in Middle Earth. But certainly more than capable of beating these, but perhaps a smaller bet on that one. Jane Marple in the 2 o'clock at Nottingham. And then, so I'll just run through Nottingham again. 12 o'clock, Inverpark. 12:30, Wicklow. 1:30, Red Bravo. And 2 o'clock, Jane Marple. Nothing in the last four races. And then at Sedgefield, we've got the old funny start times. Sedgefield, I've got two in the first race. So you may want to Dutch these. You may want to back the bigger price and cover the stake on the smaller price. But Small Present, the favourite, and Stormin' Norman. Small Present, 3.15. Stormin' Norman, 6.2. So if you did just back them 1 point, and even Small Present one, you will make a point profit. But obviously, if they both get beat, you lose 2 points. But Small Present and Stormin' Norman in the 1:15. In the 2:19, Tazar, 6.8. I think this will run a good race today. Tazar has had a breathing operation, and I'm expecting this to be yeah, I'm expecting this one to run a good race. Tazar in the 2.19. It's one of them when you say that. You said it would run a good race, Ian. Yes, well, you never know, do you? It's betting and horse racing. Anything can happen. They're animals. If I was running, I'd beat them all. 3.29, Sedgefield. Escort Namix, Tom Scoosmount. Escort Namix in the 3.29, 3.6. 4 o'clock Sedgefield. These are 4 o'clock Sedgefield. The favourite, Lake Legend. I think this will take some beating today. Lake Legend, it's one runner-up. Sorry, in the last two, I'm expecting this to go late date. Is the course and distance winner, which may give it a bit of trouble, but Late Legend in the 4 o'clock at Sedgefield, and 4.35 at Sedgefield, Keelan Woods Mount to beat the odds on favourite Eye of the Scorpion. I think I'm quite confident in that one to beat that horse, so again, that's certainly one I think will trade lower, Eye of the Scorpion. So Sedgefield, 1.15 Small Present and Storm in Norman, two of them, 2.19 Tazar, 3.29 Escort Namix, 4 o'clock Late Legend, and 4.35, the Late Legend, sorry, and 4.35 Eye of the Scorpion. As I say, while we're quiet football wise, I can do these and get these out to you. Normally I do them a bit later in the day, nearer the off, but not having to process so much football, I've got time to look at it for you. I will, another one for the Chrissy spreadsheets list of getting these out automatically rather than me doing it manually. I just chatted to Chrissy this morning. Good, he's a lovely lad. He's middle earth, but a lovely lad. I like Forest Appointment, Houghton. I think he's, you know, he's done well wherever he's been. Norwich, Newcastle, I thought he was really unlucky. Brighton, I thought he was doing a good job. I think if Forest can get out of there, they've gone sort of, I mean, Spurs, you know, 10 years back had the sort of merry-go-round of managers. I think Forest have taken it to a new level. Somebody posted last night, I think they've changed manager every year for the last 10, 12 years, and a couple of times twice in a year. If they can actually get out of that and give him a bit of time, accept that it's a difficult league, and let him build a process, I think Houghton will be the man to bring Forest up from the Championship to the Premier League. But we will see whether he gets the time, of course. This season, obviously, behind the eight ball already with a dreadful start. So it will be a matter of getting him winning matches. But if they give him time, I would have no doubts that he's the man to get up. Anyway, have a lovely... what day are we on? It's Wednesday, isn't it? Have a lovely Wednesday, and I will be back with you all tomorrow morning. I'll have some more horses and a bit of an update on how I'm going to take the sort of just the general trade in the stuff I give and Chrissy spreadsheets forward. I should have an update on that for you tomorrow as well. Right, have a lovely Wednesday, guys, and I'll be back with you in the morning.